right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you. He looks out for you. He comforts you. He opens doors for you. He protects you. He just shields you. Amen. He takes care of your enemies. I hope that your mental health gets better. I pray that you had a blessed day. He woke us up this morning. He got us through. He brought us back home safely. Amen. So let's always be grateful for all the things that the Lord has done for us and all things that he's brought us through. All right. So in today's message, I'm going to go into the book of Exodus. Now we're going to do the reading of the book of Exodus. All right. We got through the book of Genesis these previous weeks. So this time we're going to continue on forward and then go from there. All right. So I just love doing these Bible series because it's always a great thing to remind yourself of the history of Israel and always remind yourself of how God ordered everything from the beginning and the get-go, you know. So let us always not forget our, you know, forget how the Lord made everything and his establishment and his foundations, amen. And never forget the prophets that paved the way for us, all right. So I'm going to go through with the reading of the book of Exodus, and then we're going to close out with the glory of the Most High God, and then we'll close out with the priestly blessing, all right. So here we go. The book of Exodus, chapter 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brothers and all the generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we are. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there fall out any war, they join also to our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigorous. And the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Sisera, and the name of the other was Puah. And he said, When ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then ye shall live, and she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives, and said unto them, Why have ye done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively, and are delivered ere the midwives come unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. So that's the book of Exodus chapter 1 reading. And it discusses about the 12 tribes of Israel and dealing with Jacob as well, with Jacob passing and also his bloodline and the genealogy of them, and also Joseph passing away, but also discuss how Israelites kept being fruitful, multiplying. We kept expanding our population. We kept popping babies. We kept just giving birth and, you know, expanding. And God was blessing our seed. God was blessing our fruit of our bodies and our children and all. And as you can see, in Egypt, they came up with a new king who didn't know Joseph. So he kind of came in and took charge and was really angry and bitter towards Israelites, and started to put Israelites in bondage and make them serve and things of that nature. But Israelites just kept growing even through that harsh time. Even through that bondage, we were still being multiplied, being fruitful and multiplying in the midst of that. So we're going to continue more into this book of Exodus reading. Just go from there, all right? So here we go. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to a wife of a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. When she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not no longer hide him, she took from an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein as she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give it thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brothers and looked on their burdens. And he spied on the Egyptians smiting a Hebrew, one of his brothers. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid in the sand and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrew strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, "Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow?" And he said, "Who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intend thou to kill me as thou kill the Egyptian?" And Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, "How is it that ye are to come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out in the hand of the shepherds and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock." And he said unto his daughters, "And where is he? Why is it that ye have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter, and she bare him a son, and he called his name Gershom. And for he said, "I have been a stranger in a strange land." And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by the reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respected unto them. All right, so that is the book of Genesis. The book of Exodus, chapter 2 reading. And as you can see, this is where Moses was born. And Moses' mother had to put him in the river. And then Moses was found by one of Pharaoh's daughters. And then Moses got welcomed into that home. And as Moses grew older, he was in a strange land as a stranger. And then he saw some Egyptians beating up a Hebrew. So he jumped in and slayed the Egyptian, you know, Hebrew brothers looking out for each other, one another. And it became known in the land that Moses was a murderer. So once Pharaoh found out about it, Moses had to get up and flee. He had to get up out of Dodge, you know, he had to get ducked off. So Moses wandered off and went away. And then Moses ended up having a woman and procreated and became fruitful and multiplied. Also, as Moses was in the land as well, he saw the burdens and the bondage that Israelites were going through. And as time went on, when there was under bondage and slavery, that God saw it, how they cried out to him, And God remembered that covenant he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this is where things get more better and interesting. And you see the promises being fulfilled in the different story timelines throughout history. All right, so we're going to keep reading through this and go from there. All right, so here we go. The book of Exodus, chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will not turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Take off your shoes from thy feet, for the place where you are is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land, unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come up to me, and I have also seen the oppression where the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. All right. And to a land flowing with milk and honey, and they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto them, The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. All right, so that's the book of Exodus chapter 3 reading. As you can see, Moses is having this encounter with God. He sees the burning bush. That is a clear example of how the Lord is a consuming fire. And how the bush wasn't even consumed, and Moses was in awe over it. Moses couldn't believe it. And then God told him to draw near, and they have that encounter, they have that communication. And then Moses go up to the mountain to talk to the Lord. He's constantly talking to God, and Moses is just explaining his situation. And God is telling him everything that's going to play out, and the covenant, and the promise, and things to follow through. And that he kept reminding Moses of, he is who he is. He says that I am that I am. And he's reminding Moses of who he is and his power, and how he would do things out of an outstretched arm and a mighty hand. and how he would deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. It's always so amazing how God is able to use anybody for his glory. You know what I mean? How God can show off his power and his majesty through different people, different prophets, different examples. So we're going to continue with the book of Exodus reading and just show how Moses is just have that connection with God, how he's just following step by step. Amen. So let's see where we go from here. The book of Exodus chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, 'The Lord has not spoken unto thee.' And the Lord said unto him, 'What is that in thy hand?' And he said, 'A rod.' And he said, 'Cast it on the ground.' And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, 'Put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail.' And he put forth his hand, and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore to him, 'Put now thy hand into thy bosom.' And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, 'Put thy hand into thy bosom again.' And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first son, that they will believe the voice of the latter son. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, 'O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither therefore nor since have I spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue.' And the Lord said unto him, 'Who has made man's mouth? Or who has make the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have I not the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thee with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say.' And he said, 'O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send.' And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, 'Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he could speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he see thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take his rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs.' And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, 'Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren, to my brothers which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive.' And Jethro said to Moses, 'Go in peace.' And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, 'Go return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, 'When thou goest into return to Egypt, see that thou do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn.' And it came to pass by the way in the inn that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, 'Surely a bloody husband art thou to me.' So he let him go. Then she said, 'A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision.' And the Lord said to Aaron, 'Go into the wilderness to meet Moses.' And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all these words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction. Then they bowed their heads and worshipped. So as you can see, that was the reading of the book of Exodus chapter 4. This is where God and Moses get more closer, and Moses taking more orders and more commands from the Lord, and the Lord just telling him more things to do. And you see how God is showing Moses those wonders and powers through the rod that was in Moses' hand. He turned the rod into a serpent. He's able to do different wonders and signs through the rod, but really through God's power, right? So Moses, he was having issues with wanting to know how to go about this. So he kept questioning God, the Lord got angry because Moses kept being in doubt and not in belief. You know, he kept questioning the Lord, and the Lord got angered, and the Lord told him, your brother Aaron will assist you. He will help you. Is not Aaron well-spoken? Is he not a Levite? Is he not someone who could help you with this journey? So Moses wasn't alone, and Moses didn't know his whereabouts, you know. So God had to guide him and let him know what the deal was. And sometimes us as people, we could get like that. Sometimes we always ask a bunch of questions or get into a lot of doubt. A lot of us struggle with that throughout our lifetimes, you know what I mean? Because when we're commanded to do something or charged or pressed to do something that God calls to step us out to do, a lot of times people battle with doubt, insecurity, inferiority, low self-esteem, or, just different challenges or whatnot. But you can't keep looking at yourself in a low light. And Moses was kind of doing that. Moses was kept thinking to himself that he wasn't well-spoken, that he wasn't worthy of doing God's will or doing God's work. But God was letting Moses know that he will guide his mouth, he will guide his tongue, that he will be with you, and that your brother Aaron will help you. Amen. So we have to always remember that we are qualified. We are equipped to do God's work, God's will, to do Father's business. Amen. And he will always assist us. Hallelujah. So let us always keep that in mind. All right. And Moses and Aaron gathered all the elders together to show them what the deal was and let them know that God was real. And everybody of Israel all worshiped the Lord that same moment. All right. So that was the book of Genesis chapter 4 reading. Now we're going to get into the book of Exodus chapter 5 reading. All right. So here we go. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days journey into the desert, and sacrifice it to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you into your burdens? And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as herefore, let them go and gather straws for themselves. And the tale of the bricks which they did make their hint heretofore, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish out thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard the vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and the officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye get you straw where you can find it, yet not of your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmaster had set over them, were beaten and demanded, wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore? Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, wherefore dealest thou thus this way? Deals with us with thy servants. There is no straw given unto thy servants. And they say to us, make brick, and behold, thy servants are beaten, but the fault is in thy own people. But he said, ye are idle. Therefore say, let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given unto you. Yet ye shall deliver the tale of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case. And after it was said, ye shall not minish out from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said to them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made our Sivar to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated these people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he has done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. All right, so as you can see here in the book of Exodus chapter 5 reading, you see how Moses and Aaron confront Pharaoh and let Pharaoh know what the deal is, and they're sent by God and let the people go. And Pharaoh hardened his heart even more. And Pharaoh made the Israelites work even much more harder and scattered them and, you know, really hurt them even more in different ways, mentally, physically, verbally, and all of that. And Pharaoh was a very prideful, haughty man, and he worshiped himself as a god. He didn't worship the creator. So he was dismissive of the commands of Moses and Aaron. So you see, Pharaoh made it life harder for the Israelites. So as we continue the book of Exodus reading more, we're going to see how that all plays out. All right, so now we're going to get into the book of Exodus chapter 6 reading and go from there, all right? So here we go. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with the great judgments. And with great judgments, I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bring you out from the burdens of Egyptians, from the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land concerning which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for an heritage. I am the Lord. And Moses spoke so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, go and speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These be the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Sarmi. These be the families of Reuben, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin, and Ahad and Jashin, and Zohar and Shaul and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi, according to their generations, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years old. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimi, and Shammai. Libni and Shammai, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Azar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mashi. These are the families of the Levi according to their generations. Bear with me as I'm reading these names, y'all, okay? This King James Version got me a little, you know, tongue twisted, and also just reading these names. So bear with me on the pronunciations, all right? And correct me if anything. All right. And Emron took him Jochebed and his father's sister to wife, and she bare him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zichri, and the sons of Uziel, and Mashael, and Elzaphan, and Zithri. And Aaron took him Elishaba, the daughter of Amminadab, sister of Nashan, to wife, and she bare him Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, and the sons of Korah, Asur, Elkanah, Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took him of one of the daughters of Petuel to wife, and she bare him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites, according to their families. These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord brought out of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. These are which spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on that day when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I am the Lord, speaking to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say unto thee. And Moses said before the Lord, Behold, I am uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me? So as you can see, that's the book of Exodus chapter 6 reading. So on this part, God is talking to Moses and Aaron, especially to Moses, and telling Moses to talk to the children of Israel and to Pharaoh. But the children of Israel weren't trying to hear it because they were very angry, very bitter, and they weren't trying to hear, like, you know, they were just frustrated, you know, so they were very pissed off and didn't want to hear all of that. And then also Pharaoh didn't want to hear all of that neither, so it was a very tiring work for Moses and Aaron. It was very grueling for what those guys had to endure and carry out God's work and his command. But it's just communication over and over. And God is reminding Moses of who he is and remembering that covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and passing it over to them. All right. And it also goes into the bloodlines of the 12 tribes of Israel. It goes into the bloodlines and the families and the armies of Israel as well at that time period. All right. And then, so now what I'm going to do is continue the book of Exodus, reading chapter 7. All right, so here we go. And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them. So they did. So did they. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83 years old. And when they spoke unto Pharaoh, and the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord has said. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, he refused to let the people go. Get thee into Pharaoh in the morning, lo, he go out unto the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's brink against he come. And the rod which was turned into a serpent shall thou take in thy hand. And thou shalt say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me unto thee, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hear thou would not hear. Thus says the Lord, in this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned into blood. And the fish that is in the rod in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying unto Aaron, take thy rod and stretch out thy hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord commanded. And he lifted up his rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river returned to blood. And the fish that was in the river died. And the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river. And there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken unto them, as the Lord had said. And Pharaoh turned and went to his house, neither did he set his heart to this also. And all the Egyptians digged around about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after the Lord had smitten the river. So there you have it. That's the book of Exodus chapter 7. Read it. As you can see, now God is telling Aaron and Moses and Aaron to strike the rod, do the wonders, do the signs, and hit Egypt with those plagues and all those different judgments. And you see Pharaoh's heart got hardened, and they got into a competitive battle about it, right? But the Lord is always going to win. Hallelujah. There's no wisdom or counsel against the Lord. The Lord will always prevail, win. Amen. So Aaron's rod swallowed up all the rest of their rods as well. And then also when Moses and Aaron struck the land and all struck the waters and all the water turned into blood, the Egyptians were trying to find water to drink and they couldn't find any. So it just shows you how the power of the Almighty God is true and powerful. Omnipotent, omnipotent, amen. He is all of that, amen. So there's no power against the Lord. No witchcraft, no sorcery, none of that can stand the power of God, amen. Nobody can stand God's wrath, his anger, his judgment. Nobody can go above it, amen. So that's why we fear the Lord, because we know how powerful he is and what he could do, amen. So that's the book of Exodus chapter 7 reading, all right? So now we're going to go into the book of Exodus chapter 8 reading. All right, so here we go. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. Whew, frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying to Aaron, stretch forth thy hand with the rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses said to Pharaoh, glory over me, when shall I entreat for thee, and for thy servants, and for thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, tomorrow. And he said, be it according to the word, to thy word, that thou may know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. And the frogs shall depart from thee, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from thy people, they shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. And Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon the heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. And all the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon the man and upon the beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servants and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And the Lord did so, and there came grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the lands of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, it is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abominations of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, there shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey to the wilderness and sacrifice the Lord our God, as he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness only. Ye shall not go very far away, entreat for me. And Moses said, behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarm of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow, but let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in the letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated in the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarm of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. So as you can see in the book of Exodus chapter 8 reading, you see how they keep going back and forth, repetitive, and God is pouring out his wrath, his anger. He's pouring out the judgments, the signs, the wonders, and Pharaoh's heart is still hardening. He still didn't hearken to the voices. Pharaoh's still stubborn and hard-headed and still not wanting to let the people go. So it's an ongoing, continual thing. And you see the struggle, the challenges, the trials, the tribulations, the hardships, the burdens. You see the things that people have to go through to get blessed by God. You see the things that people have to endure in order for God's promises to be fulfilled. You know what I mean? So in our lifetime, whatever we're going through, we have to always hang in there. All right. We have to always be patient, and we have to know that we will prevail. We will always come out as conquerors and winners, just as God has designed it. Amen. So we're going to continue the book of Exodus chapter 9 reading. Book of Exodus chapter 9 reading, and then go from there. All right. So here we go. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go and will hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain, and the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is in the children of Israel's. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. And Pharaoh said, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord said unto Moses and to Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh, and it shall become small dust in the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with his blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace, and they stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boil upon them was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had spoken unto Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thy heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people, and thou may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I will smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed of this, for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exalted thou thyself against my people, that thou will not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as had not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even till now. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle, and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and every beast shall be found in the field, and shall not be brought home. The hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into his houses. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there is none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb in the field, and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of thy city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease. Neither shall there be any more hail, that thou may know how the earth is the Lord's. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not yet fear the Lord God. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bald. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands, and into the land, and the thunders and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord has spoken by Moses. Wow, you just see all these signs and wonders from God. Imagine raining frogs and raining hail and flies everywhere and lice, you know. Can you imagine that? Man, it's crazy, you know. We should be happy we serve an awesome, gracious God. We stay on his good side, you know what I mean? These people, these wicked people, these evildoers who don't want to stay on the Lord's side, man, they don't know. They just don't know, man. You know, so we have to keep reaching out to these people, man, winning these souls, man, you know what I mean? Because the Lord will pour out his anger, wrath, judgment all over this earth, man. This earth, this generation today, is more wicked than ever, more violent than ever. So the Lord will weed out all this wickedness and violence. He will pour out that same type of anger, wrath, signs, wonders, just as he did in the past. He will do it all over again. So Gotta understand, we serve a mighty God, you know what I mean? A consuming fire. Amen. So let us be righteous. Let us fear the Lord. Let us keep doing what he called us to do and try to help people along the way, you know? All right. So as you see in the book of Genesis chapter 9 reading, you saw it a little back and forth, repetitive again. All right. So what we're going to do is continue the book of Exodus chapter 10. And we're going to finish off from there. After Exodus 10, we're going to wrap it up. Just close out from there and continue the series. All right. So here we go. The book of Exodus chapter 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may show thee my signs before him, and that thou may tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have done in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know that I am the Lord. And Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long will thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring the locusts into thy coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, and that no one cannot be able to see the earth. And they shall see, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remained unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which grow for you out of the field. And they shall fill thy houses and the houses of all thy servants and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy father's fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth until this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servants said to him, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds we will go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so, go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire, and they were driven out of from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land and even all that the hail has left behind. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land of that all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over the land of Egypt and resisted in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous they were they. Before them there is no such locust as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the earth, of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they did not eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste, and he said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God, that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, and there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose from any place for their 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give also sacrifice and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice it to the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for thereof must have we Therefore of must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, Get thee from me, take heed to thyself, see my face no more, for in that day thou see my face, thou shalt die. And Moses said, Thou hast spoken well, I will see thy face again no more. All right, so there you have it, y'all. All right, that is the book of Exodus reading from chapters 1 through 10. And you constantly just see this pattern of the Lord pouring out his wrath, his anger, judgment, signs, and wonders. And you also see this like playful nature of the Lord, like hardening Pharaoh's heart purposely and just like flexing his power and glory, you know what I mean, and whatnot. And then you see Moses and Aaron staying faithful, staying obedient, and going through that difficult task, going through that difficult time, and the Israelites being oppressed and burdened, and how they're just enduring it and going along with it. You know what I mean? So that's the reading of it. We're going to continue the book of Exodus reading from here on out throughout the series, and then just go from there, all right? So there you have it, y'all, all right? So that's the message for today. And as I close out, what I would love to do is give out all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. He is the last hope of humanity. He is the Adam, the last Adam, the second Adam. Yes, he is the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. He came to bring us life in abundance. Amen. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the Amen. 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 He is the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. He is the wonderful counselor. He is the faith and true witness. He is the faithful and true. He is the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, the Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of kings. Hallelujah. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahabashah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Hayashah, Yeshua, HaMashiach, yes, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, yes, he is the Elohim, he is the consuming fire, he is the sustainer, he is the sufficient one, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the consuming fire, the father of the fatherless, the father of lights, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant. He cares about the widows and the orphans, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, the great physician, the carpenter could fix anything. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the Resurrector, the Revelator, the Revelation, the Righteous Branch, the perfect example, the righteous one, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shalom, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Yes, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. He is the life. He is the way, truth, and life. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahusha. the word of Yah, the word, he is the word of life. Amen. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome God, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. We serve a mighty creator. Yes, with him, all things are possible. Yes, you have to trust in him. Hallelujah. Yes, in the authority and the power of the name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, you are restored, you are healed, you are redeemed, you are forgiven, you are loved. The Lord gave you a new mind, a new heart, a new soul. The Lord gave you a new day. The Lord gave you a new song to sing. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord keeps pouring out his spirit and his love all over you. The Lord keeps looking out for you, protecting you, and comforting you. Yes, the Lord keeps strengthening you. Hallelujah. Iron sharpens iron. Let's all encourage each other. Let's lift each other up. Let's correct each other. All right, and let's love one another and spread it. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That is the message for today. That's the reading of the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse chapter 10. I mean, chapter 1 all the way to chapter 10. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. So what I would love to do as we close out is do the priestly blessing. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Shalom. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start to love for the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. And I hope that the Lord just change your life around and the Lord just pours out his love all over you. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.